A woman was found dead in Hardy on Saturday. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office reports the body of 67-year-old Robbie Jeannie Stevens was found around 1:30 Saturday afternoon near her vehicle. Stevens was reported missing on Thursday. The Sheriff's Office says no foul play is suspected. A Walnut Ridge Boy Scout leader has been arrested in Newton County for sexual indecency with a minor. 22-year-old Charles Bradley Cagle of Walnut Ridge was arrested in Paragould and was then charged with four felony counts of sexual solicitation. The alleged incidents happened at Camp Orr. Cagle allegedly assaulted 9 and 17-year-old girls last September. Cagle has denied the allegations. He now faces two felony counts of second-degree sexual assault and sexual solicitation of a minor. His bond was set at $200,000. A Mountain Home man was arrested Saturday night on felony charges. 21-year-old Ashton Anthony Fust was arrested for fleeing on foot, resisting arrest, third-degree assault of a family or household member, theft of property, and second-degree criminal mischief. He was taken to the Baxter County Detention Center and bond was set at $2,300. A Fulton County man was arrested after an alleged assault January 11th. 28-year-old Lee Madison Daly faces charges of terroristic threatening, criminal mischief, and assault. Daly was arrested after he allegedly headbutted a woman, took her iPhone watch, and smashed it. Authorities say that children were present during the incident. Daly also allegedly told the woman that he would cut her throat. Daly was taken to jail and placed on a suicide watch after reportedly making suicidal threats. His bond was set at $5,000. West Plains police report serving a narcotic search warrant earlier this month. On January 8th at around 10:15, the West Plains Police Department served a narcotics-related search warrant at a residence on the 200 block of Hazel Street in West Plains. The police department's special response team was utilized to execute the search warrant at the residence. During the course of the search warrant, approximately 6.8 grams of suspected meth, several unidentified pills, and drug paraphernalia related to the use of meth were located and seized. A male subject was taken into custody on active warrants, and a female subject was placed on a 24-hour hold for possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. No names have been released. A man from Donovan suffered moderate injuries in an accident Saturday east of Donovan. The Highway Patrol says that a 54-year-old man was injured when he drove off the road and struck a ditch. The accident happened on County Road 160E-12, 4 miles east of Donovan. The man was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. Two Salem, Missouri residents were injured in an accident in Texas County Saturday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 54-year-old woman and 48-year-old man suffered minor injuries when the woman drove off the road and hit a metal sign in a tree. Both the injured were taken to Salem Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway 137, 3 miles north of Raymondville. A Calico Rock man was injured in an accident north of Iola last week. 55-year-old Bobby Collins was injured when he lost control of the vehicle he was driving and ran off the road and down an embankment. Collins was taken to Baxter Health. The scrutiny of South Central Correction Center continues. Recently, longtime warden Michelle Buckner, along with another employee, were relieved of their positions by the Missouri Department of Corrections as the number of inmate deaths at South Central Correction Facility continues to alarm both families with loved ones on the inside and prison reform advocates. Those dismissals occurred after an investigation which was initiated after a phone call was placed by a prison employee reporting contraband and other concerns about inmate safety. On July 10th, ECNM was contacted by an inmate at South Central Correction Center. Here's his account of what was happening.
And I have literally been shot in the face by a dude hearing voices in his head and getting electrocuted. I just want to be on the radio and let like everybody in the world know what's happening to me. I'm in a prison right now being tortured. I've been in four different prisons and I'm being tortured. I'm getting electrocuted all over my body now, like burning me in my face everywhere. And none of the COs, none of the staff will tell me the truth about anything. I'm literally getting fights over and over again, fist fights, for no reason. It's insane. I've tried to call so many lawyers, and not one lawyer will answer the phone for me. I've tried to call my family. I have yet to receive my messages, my contacts. For over 2 years now, I have not had any messages, any contact with anybody.
ECNN can't confirm the legitimacy of what this inmate was saying. However, we can confirm that in 2024, South Central Correction Facility reported 19 inmate deaths attributed to various causes. A teenage girl reported missing in Fulton County on Friday has been found safe. 14-year-old Katie Justice was reported missing in Jeep, Arkansas. She was found safe and no further details are being released. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports two felony arrests on Saturday in Troop G. At around 8:30 Saturday night, they arrested 29-year-old Kevin Thomas of West Plains on a felony Howe County warrant. He was taken to the Howe County Jail and is being held without bond. Then around 11:30 Saturday night, they arrested 46-year-old Gabriel Crippen of Ellington on felony charges of possession of a controlled substance, hydrocodone, and a felony warrant from Warren County for non-support. He was taken to the Carter County Jail. Well, bad news for the Missouri State Marching Pride Band. The band had been scheduled to perform during President Trump's inauguration parade today in Washington, D.C. Because of the frigid cold temperatures, the inauguration was moved inside and the event was scaled back. Band director Brad Snow was notified yesterday. The band did perform for alumni and special guests Sunday at Georgetown. The band left Springfield on Friday, and this would have been their first ever performance at an inauguration. Two Thayer graduates, Mackenzie Case and Brandon Miller, are members of that Marching Pride Band.